Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Gillette City Council reviews proposed budget, debates economic development funding. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. The Gillette City Council continued work last week on the city's proposed budget for the upcoming fiscal year, reviewing department spending plans and debating economic development funding during the third of four budget workshops. According to the Gillette News Record, under the proposed plan, the city's total budget would increase nearly 8% to about $163 million, with general fund expenses projected at roughly $46.3 million. City Administrator Mike Cole said the city remains financially stable and described the budget as balanced despite inflation and rising personnel costs. Much of last week's discussion centered around the city's $130,000 contribution to Energy Capital Economic Development. Ward 2 Councilman Jack Clary criticized the funding, arguing Gillette has not seen meaningful population growth despite economic development efforts. But Mayor Shay Lundvall and Councilwoman Heidi Gross defended the organization, saying economic development is a long-term investment and pointed to projects like the proposed BWXT nuclear fuel facility. Clary responded that he believes many residents oppose the project, while Gross cautioned against making broad assumptions about community opinion. The council is expected to begin formal votes on the budget next month. Federal judges toss Wyoming felony indictments over prosecutor misconduct. Three federal judges have dismissed felony grand jury indictments against nine defendants in Wyoming, citing misconduct by interim U.S. Attorney Darren Smith that they say may have improperly influenced jurors. According to Wildfile, in a sharply worded order on Friday, the judges said Smith repeatedly made inflammatory comments to the grand jury, including referring to defendants as bad guys and murderers, while also suggesting deliberations won't take long. The judges called the misconduct deeply concerning and said it created grave doubt that the grand jury acted independently. The dismissed cases included charges ranging from firearm possession and drug distribution to child pornography offenses. However, the dismissals were issued without prejudice, meaning prosecutors could present the cases again before a new grand jury. Defense attorneys are now asking the court to permanently dismiss the cases or disqualify Smith's office entirely, arguing the misconduct reflects broader institutional failures inside the Wyoming U.S. Attorney's Office. Smith's office declined to comment. The ruling comes as Smith faces a confirmation vote in the U.S. Senate next week amid ongoing controversy surrounding his nomination. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.